بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد حضرت جويرية بنت الحارث رضي الله تعالى عنها who is the mother of the believers أم المؤمنين the wife or one of the wives of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions that one day after Fajr Salah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he left the home, so he had performed his Salah, he came to me, and after some time he left the home, and he came back around the time of Duha, which we know as Chash. So as I mentioned the other day, around 10 o'clock, half past 10, so from Fajr he had gone out and he came back after a few hours. And he saw me sitting on my musalla. So from Fajr, Hazrat Juwayriya radiallahu anha had been engaged in ibadat, reading various duas, wazifas, askar, tasbihat, on her musalla from Fajr time right to Chash time. Nabi Kareem asked me, ما زلت على الحال التي فارقتك عليها? Have you been on the same positions, on your musalla since I left you? In other words, have you been making ibadah so long, you haven't moved from here? قلت نعم. She says, yes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, لقد قلت بعدك أربع كلمات ثلاث مرات. Well, when I left you, I read four words, just three times. لَوُزِنَتْ بِمَا قُلْتِ مُنْدُ الْيَوْمِ If you have to, if these words that I read has to be weighed and measured and compared to all what you read since this morning, لَوَزَنَتْهُنَّ My four words that I read three times will outweigh all what you read. What a powerful wazifa of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is it? Nabi Kareem something taught her. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. Subhanallah means, in English we say glory be to Allah, but I've mentioned so many times, this is not the appropriate and the best translation, or rather it's not the most suitable translation for Subhanallah, glory. Glory doesn't really give the real meaning. And I'll explain the meaning again now. The word Subhanallah means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely pure and perfect. He's got no blemishes, no faults, no flaws, no shortcomings, no aib, no deficiencies whatsoever. You and I are full of deficiencies, mistakes, flaws, shortcomings, weaknesses. Allah has got no weakness whatsoever. So when you say Subhanallah, it means, Allah, you are the most perfect and pure. So Subhanallah, we are saying Subhanallah. So I can say Subhanallah 1,000 times or 1,000,000,000 times. Rasulullah is showing such a beautiful way. Just for us to understand, you ask a small child, how much you like me? He say, I like you a lot. He says, show me how much you like me. Then the child will extend his hands on both sides. I like you so much, as far as wide the child can put his hands. In other words, I love you limitless. Here Rasulullah is showing us such words to show the vastness of this praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Subhanallah wa bihamdi, we'll just translate it as the glory of Allah with His praise. So I'm saying Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. So Subhanallah wa bihamdi, the glory of Allah with His praise. How many times? Adada, equivalent to the number of Subhanallah wa bihamdi, adada khalqihi, equivalent to the total creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's impossible for us to count it. Just human beings, from the time of Adam till the last, Adam alayhi salam to the last ummati of Rasulullah salam, we don't know. Imagine the billions and millions and countless of fish in this ocean, and the birds and the animals and the jinnat. Just the angels are so many in number, that 70,000 angels make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur which is directly above Baytullah, they make tawaf of that Baytul Ma'mur only once and they never get a chance again. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ Only Allah knows the extent of His army and His creation. So, we are saying, Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah, equivalent to the number of Allah's creation. Then, وَرِضَى نَفْسِي And also equivalent to the number of times Allah became happy, Allah is happy, Allah will become happy. Again, we cannot count. How many times Allah became pleased? وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ And we are glorifying and praising Allah so much that it is equivalent in weight to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is carried by huge, lofty angels. Extremely heavy. So we are praising Allah and glorifying Allah to the equivalent to the weight of Allah ta'ala's arsh. And وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ And so much equivalent to the ink, midad means ink, that was used in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right from the beginning of time, right till the end of time, every time we take our pen and we praise Allah ta'ala, we write something in praise, so all that amount, we are glorifying Allah ta'ala. So just four words, three times, it outweighs all the other ibadat that was done. So inshallah we should make this a practice. Let us read it today. And normally on a Sunday we read it in our part of our morning evening duas. So we read it today and try and learn it. It's not difficult. If you don't know, you can ask me or any other ulama and try and learn this at every day. Imagine before we can even leave home and how much we have already achieved. What great thawab. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يُبَارِكُ وَلَهُ التَّوْفِيقُ وَالْهِدَايَةُ To make amal on this, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.